You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mystery Waitress with Baby. That's from Nest, which came out in 2020. We've got Tessa on the line from the band. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm lovely, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. It's nice to chat with you. We're speaking with you because you've got a new single out, Mystery Waitress, called Nightbug, and a record coming out later this year, which is great news because 2020 is now actually quite a wee while ago. How are you guys feeling about the new music?
It is a while ago. I'm so excited to finally have this music out in the world. It's been like ages since we got Nest out, and it's taken us a little while to get on with this recording business, but I'm so happy with how it turned out. Good things take time.
Exactly. Exactly. And pretty exciting that it's being supported by Flying Nun, which is awesome as well. Pretty special thing. How did that come about?
Well, how did that come about? I basically just begged them. Zancy, who's the bass player in the band, Mystery Waitress, her band Recitals released, I think, just one album so far, through Flying Nun. And so, and you know, we just see Ben Howe all over the bloody places down here. And so I've talked with him before, and we played a show to celebrate the opening of their store in Newtown, and that opened, they've opened now, but that was a couple of years back. So they knew about us. I guess they liked the music. And we love them.
Awesome. That sounds like a match made in heaven then. It's an interesting development in your sound since Nest. Nest is quite like a, almost like a folk pop record. There's definitely a lot more sort of fuzz going into the, at least the new single from the forthcoming album. What have you been kind of like exploring sonically when you've been writing this new record?
Well, the writing of it, actually, a lot of the songs were written before the songs for Nest were written, which is kind of interesting. I think I was just going through like a, I don't know, a real introspective, moody little time, and then I I put those songs on hold and decided to come back to them with the band, and this is when we'd already been playing together for a little while, and so we were just a lot more comfortable sort of experimenting. And I think naturally the music just became heavier and fuzzier, and we got more shoegazy, and that just happened quite naturally. It wasn't really a decision, and I think these older songs sort of lent themselves to it as well.
Yeah.
Nightbug itself was not written that long ago, but it just fit in with the sound of the rest of the songs really well, so yeah.
It's an exciting sound, and I think a really, really strong sort of track to announce this new project, or the new record, rather. Who's in the band at the moment? What does the Mystery Waitress makeup look like?
The Mystery Waitress makeup is me, Tessa, hi, and then I've got James Morgan, who's actually just moved up your way, and he is on lead guitar, makes some beautiful, beautiful stuff. All the great catchy lead lines that you would have heard just in Baby just then as well. And then we have Olivia Campion on the drums. She's in a billion bands, probably heard about her. Yumi Zuma for one. And now we have Vancy Rook on the bass. And Vancy is in recitals, as I just said before, and now living down in Dunedin. So we have actually all sort of, just in the last couple of months, we're all living apart, which is pretty sad, but we're going to come back together to play some music, so that's fine.
Awesome.
As long as we can come back together for that.
Exactly. Oh, that's really exciting. What a cool crew of people to be bringing this album to life. It feels like a really exciting time for bands from Wellington. There's been some great records coming out recently. What's the vibe in the scene there? Because I feel like after COVID, everybody's kind of dust is settling in different ways. People are doing that thing where they're moving around the country a little bit. But, you know, what are you kind of enjoying or feeling in the kind of gigging scene down there at the moment?
That's so true that everyone's dust is settling in different ways. I feel like it's really, I think one really cool thing that's come out of it is, personally, I'm a big fan of sort of introspective music, whether it's lyrically or just in the feelings that it gives you. And I think a lot more people kind of maybe dealt with, a lot of musicians dealt with, like COVID and et cetera, by writing moodier music. And I think people are feeling a bit more okay about performing that live now, maybe like less expectation for a real like fun, like you don't have to necessarily be going out to listen to music that's going to cheer you up, which, I don't know, that sounds like you wouldn't want that, but I, like, you know, it's art and I would love to go out and feel whatever the artist is putting out there.
Absolutely.
Whether it cheers me up or brings me down, as long as it gives me the strong feelings. So I think people are a lot more open to doing that now, and a lot more people may be interested in that than they used to be.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a really great observation. And I also think it's a, it is a thing that's kind of, you know, people have got a bit more space maybe to want to be sharing those feelings with others, since we've all been sitting in our rooms feeling them ourselves for, you know, the last 4 years. It's good to kind of be able to collectively recognize that we've all gone through this weirdness together.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe it's just like, it's given people an opportunity to open up about hard times, whereas I think before, maybe it's like just the Kiwi way, we try to not bring that up and not bring people down or ignore those things. And I think it's just like a really, one good thing that came out of it was like, it was a real good opportunity for people to say, oh, I'm not all good,
yeah,
and like be chill about it.
yeah totally
yeah
Well, I'm so excited to hear more from the record. Bright Black Night is the name of it. That's such an evocative title. Where did that come from for you?
That's sort of been a name that's been floating around in my head since probably like 2016. It's been a concept album in my head since around then, when I started writing like maybe a couple of the songs then. The name sort of came from, I like to describe it as like when you're walking around at that magic hour, just as it's kind of getting dark and people have their lights on in the house, and you're walking around and you can see the warm glow coming from all these houses around you, but you're out in the dark, and it is quite a lonely, melancholy feeling, but also quite, you know, exciting that you get, like, I don't know, it gives you like a peek into other people's lifestyles, and that there is just all these little bubbles of life going on around you, but you're being on the outside, and that feeling, that's kind of where the name came from, and the feeling behind a lot of the lyrics. I don't quite know what to call that feeling, but
I feel like the name captures that essence somehow. It really does. I'm super looking forward to this. When's the record going to be out, Tessa?
It is officially out on August the 2nd.
Cool. Not that far away now, which is crazy.
No. And we also have another single coming out before then to look forward to just in a few weeks.
Nice. Well, we're going to listen to the first single now, Nightbug from Mystery Waitress. Thanks so much for chatting with us, Tessa. Have a great rest of your
day. Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. Mystery Waitress with the excellent track Nightbug from their forthcoming record Bright Black Night.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.